Brešov.
On your concert. Okay.
Thank you.
Takže máme taký projekt v Judskej púšti, kde sa chystáme na druhý príchod Pána Ježiša.
So I will share a little bit about my testimony.
Trošku by som sa zdieľal so svojím svedectvom.
I was born in Jerusalem to a messianic Jewish family.
Narodil som sa v Jeruzaleme v mesiánskej rodine,
so,
židovskej.
Both my parents are Jewish.
Obidvaja moji rodičia sú Židia.
And they are followers, believers of Yeshua.
A sú Jesus. Nasledovníci Ježiša. Yeshua.
So I think that's true for all of our team. It's a big blessing. All of us were born in believing families.
A všetko, naša celá, celý náš tím sú z požehnaných veriacich rodín.
And my father came from England, actually, as you can hear my accent.
Môj otec pôvodne pochádza z Anglicka, a preto ten môj divný prízvuk.
But my mother was born in Rehovot. She was born in Israel.
Ale mamka sa narodila v Rehovote v Izraeli.
To a regular traditional Jewish family.
A ona sa narodila do takej tradičnej židovskej rodiny.
You have to understand, in Israel, 99% of the Jews are rejecting Yeshua, Jesus.
A musíte chápať, že 99% Židov v Izraeli odmieta Ježiša ako Mesiáša.
So that's, my mom was born to this kind of family, going to the synagogues on the feasts and keeping Shabbat.
A mamka sa do takejto tradičnej rodiny narodila, čiže chodila do synagógy a dodržiavala Shabbat.
But in age 17, evangelists in the street told her about the gospel and she came to faith.
A keď mala 17, tak taký evangelista na ulici jej povedal evangelium a ona uverila.
She had to keep it secret from her parents because they didn't like Jesus.
Tým pádom prišla o rodinu, lebo tá rodina Ježiša nemilovala, ten zvyšok rodiny.
But eventually, I'm shortening the story, after many, many years, her father, my grandfather, came to faith.
Ale po mnohých rokoch, aby som to skrátil, jej otec potom tiež prišiel k viere, môj starý otec.
While he was in coma, Yeshua revealed himself to him in a dream, in coma.
A keď on bol v kóme, starý otec, tak sa mu Ježiš vo sne zjavil, v tej kóme.
He woke up and gave his life to Yeshua.
A keď sa zobudil, tak potom dal život Pánovi Ježišovi.
And then many years afterwards, also my grandmother came to faith.
A po mnohých rokoch potom aj moji starí rodičia prišli k viere.
That's why my grandmother, she was a Holocaust survivor from Germany.
Moja stará mama je preživšia holokaustu z Nemecka.
So I was born into a messianic Jewish family. This is my background.
Takže ja som sa už narodil som sa už do takej mesianskej židovskej rodiny. To je môj domov teraz.
When I was 15, I met my wife.
A keď som mal 15 rokov, stretol som moju
manželku. Raise your hand. She was 13 and a half, beautiful girl.
Mala 13,5 roka, bola prekrásne dievča.
She's still very beautiful, more beautiful.
Aj stále je taká pekná, ešte aj viac.
And she invited me to a house of prayer.
A ona ma pozvala potom do domu modlitby.
I started going to this house of prayer.
A tak som sa začal tam do toho domu modlitby stretávať s nimi.
This is where God really encountered me.
A tam Pán Boh stretol mňa.
I was believer, but faith was just another thing about my life. It wasn't the focus of my life.
Bol som už veriaci, ale viera bola taká vedľajšia vec, nebola to tá najdôležitejšia vec v mojom živote dovtedy.
But going every week to the house of prayer, I encountered God in a deep way.
Ale keď som potom chodil do toho domu modlitby, tak som stretol Boha hlbším spôsobom.
Through worship and prayer.
Pri tej oslave a modlitbách.
Age 16 I was baptized.
Potom som bol pokrstený.
And then age 18, like all of the people in Israel, I went into the army, to the IDF.
16-ročný pokrstený, 18-ročný som nastúpil ako všetci chlapci do armády.
I served there 3 years.
3 roky som tam slúžil v armáde.
And then God called me into full-time ministry.
A potom som dostal pozvanie do takej plnej služby.
So this is the background about myself. This is my background.
Toto je vlastne to moje pozadie.
I want to just speak a little bit about Israel.
A teraz trošičku o Izraeli.
Anyone been to Israel here? Okay, yep, good. So about half probably.
Kto bol v Izraeli? Ešte teraz Slováci, ktorí ste nerozumeli prvej otázke. Kto už bol v Izraeli a nedvíha zatiaľ ruku? These are the Slovaks, they understood only my translations.
Ah, okay, so the other half is now. In the book of Matthew 23,
Matúš 23,
Yeshua is looking at Jerusalem.
Pán Ježiš pozerá na Jeruzalém.
And he's weeping over Jerusalem.
A plače nad Jeruzalémom.
And he's going to die soon.
Zanedlho zomrie.
And he's going to ascend to heaven soon.
A zanedlho vstúpi na nebo.
But before that he is saying, Jerusalem, you will not see me.
A on hovorí, Jeruzalém, neuvidíš ma.
Until you welcome me.
Až kým ma neprivítaš.
So all of us, we want our Messiah to come back.
Všetci chceme, aby sa náš Mesiáš vrátil.
Anyone want Messiah to come back?
Kto chce, aby sa Ježiš vrátil?
Okay. He will not come back. He will not come back.
Nevráti sa.
Until Jerusalem welcomes him.
Až kým ho Jeruzalém nebude vítať.
So we need to pray for Jerusalem to welcome him.
A preto sa musíme modliť pre Jeruzalém, aby oni ho privítali.
Now, until 200 years ago, it looked impossible.
Ešte 200 rokov tomu naspäť, hej, pred 200 rokmi to sa zdalo byť úplne nemožné.
Israel was scattered all across the earth.
Veď Izrael, Židia, boli roztrúsení po celom svete.
Jerusalem was dominated by Islam.
A v Jeruzaléme vládol Islam.
The Jews were in exile for 2000 years.
Židia boli vlastne v exíle 2000 rokov.
Nobody thought this verse can mean what it really means.
Dovtedy nikto si nechcel priznať alebo uveriť, že by tento Ježišov výrok skutočne mienil to, čo mieni.
But God promised and that's why it will happen.
Ale Boh to slúbil a preto sa to stalo.
You don't have to turn in, but I'm just giving you a few points. Jeremiah 31.
Jeremiáš 41.
It says that as long as the sun exists, the sun in the sky, Israel will not stop to be my people.
Kým bude slnko na oblohe, tak Izrael neprestane byť mojim ľudom, hovorí Boh.
Never in history there was a people that were scattered all around the earth and they kept their identity.
Nejaký iný národ v celých dejinách ľudstva nebol taký, že bol rozptýlený po celom svete a predsa si uchoval svoju identitu.
There is not one example like this in history.
Jediný jeden príklad v celých dejinách.
This is God's faithfulness to his promise.
A toto je Božia vernosť voči jeho zasľúbeniu.
In Isaiah 11, God says he will bring back the Jews back to Israel.
U Izaiáša v 11. kapitole Boh hovorí, že Izrael privedie naspäť.
From the four corners of the earth.
Až zo všetkých kútov celého sveta.
We have many Jews from Eastern Europe came to Israel.
A vieme, že koľko Židov aj z východnej Európy prišlo do Izraela.
We have Jews that came from the Arab countries in the east.
Máme Židov v Izraeli, ktorí prišli z tých východných arabských krajín.
We have Jews coming from America, like my beautiful wife and her sister, and Levi.
Máme Židov, ktorí prišli z Ameriky, ako moja krásna manželka, jej sestra a Levi.
And we have Jews coming from Ethiopia.
Máme Židov, ktorí prišli z Afriky, z Etiópie.
We are seeing miracle before our eyes. We are seeing the miracle in front of our eyes. We are seeing the prophecy happening.
Thank you. Pred našimi očami vidíme zázraky.
Hebrew was not spoken as a language for 1000 years.
Hebrejčina ako bežný jazyk tisíce rokov nebola vôbec hovorená, nerozprávalo sa hebrejsky.
Now it's a language, it's a vibrant live language with music and books and everything.
A teraz je to živý jazyk s knihami, hudbou, so všetkým.
This is exciting, guys.
To je to úžasné, nie?
Because this is a miracle.
Lebo to je zázrak.
And it relates to you also, even though you are not from Israel.
A aj keď nie ste vy z Izraela, tak sa aj vás to týka.
Because your God is the God of Israel.
Lebo váš Boh je Bohom Izraela.
And if God is still faithful to Israel, then he will be faithful to you.
A keď Boh je verný voči Izraelu, bude verný aj voči vám.
There are some Christians that think God replaced Israel with the church.
Sú kresťania, ktorí majú takú zvláštnu teológiu náhrady, že Boh vymenil Izrael za cirkev.
Now that's very scary.
To je ale strašidelné.
Because if God replaced Israel with the church, maybe one day he will replace the church with something else.
Lebo keď už Boh raz vymenil Izrael za cirkev, tak sa ľahko môže stať, že zase zavrhne cirkev a vymení za niečo ďalšie.
But our God is the God of covenant.
Ale náš Boh je Bohom zmluvy.
Don't turn to this, but Genesis 17, God makes everlasting covenant.
Genesis 1. Mojžišova 17, Boh urobil večnú zmluvu.
How long is everlasting?
Jak dlho trvá večnosť?
How long?
Koľko trvá večnosť?
Forever.
Navždy.
Okay, doesn't matter if one year pass, 1,000 years pass, his covenant is forever.
Jeho zmluva trvá večne, čiže či prešiel jeden deň alebo 1,000 rokov, to je vždycky.
But now večne. when Yeshua came in the new covenant, it's open to all people.
Ale keď Pán Ježiš prišiel, tak tá jeho zmluva sa otvorila pre všetkých ľudí.
Galatians 3:28-29.
Galackým 3:29.
It says there is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, not if the male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hej.
Čítame tam, že už nie sú ani pohanie, ani židia, ani muž a žena, ani slobodný, ani otrok, ani všetci ste jedno v Kristovi, ak patríte Kristovi, všetci ste potomkami Abraháma a dedičmi podľa zasľúbenia.
So everyone is welcome now.
Takže teraz je každý vítaný.
We are really brothers and sisters.
My sme živí bratia a sestry.
But is Israel erased?
Ale čo, Izrael bol odstavený, zničený?
It says there is no Jew, there is no Gentile.
Keď to je tam napísané, že už nie je ani Žid, ani pohan, nežid.
But actually there is still Jew and Gentile.
Ale vieme, že sú aj Židia, a?
It says there is no male, there is no female, but last I checked, my wife is female.
Je to napísané, nie ani muž, ani žena, ale posledne, ak som bol s manželkou, bola žena ešte.
So, in God's eyes, these differences, we are all saved by grace, by belief in Yeshua.
Z Božej milosti, v Božích očiach, sme všetci jedno z Jeho milosti.
But there is still a reason He made us Jewish.
Ale On má stále určitý dôvod, prečo nás urobil Židmi.
He still has a special calling for our people.
Lebo On ešte má jedno špeciálne povolanie len pre tento národ. Pre
And I also
národ.
Believe there is a reason you were born Slovak.
Určite je veľmi podobný dôvod, prečo ste sa vy narodili ako Slováci.
You have a special calling as a nation.
Máte tiež svoje špeciálne povolanie ako národ.
And in the end God will judge the nations according how they related to Israel.
A v posledný deň Pán Boh bude súdiť národy, myslí sa tým nežidovské, podľa toho, aký postoj mali voči Židom.
Yeshua spoke about sheep nation and goat nations.
Pán Ježiš hovoril o ovciach a capoch, o národoch, ktoré sú ako ovečky a ktoré sú capy na druhej strane.
So what about Israel now?
Čo teraz s Izraelom dnes?
In Romans 11:25-29 it says, I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all of Israel will be saved. As it is written, the deliverer comes from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take them their sin. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on the account of the patriarchs, for God's gifts and his call are irrevocable. We can summarize.
I rather read it. It's a little bit longer, so I yeah. would be...
Thank you. You're amazing. Amazing. You want to hold this?
Okay. Roman 11:25.
25 to 29.
List Rímským 11. kapitola verše 20 až 29. Lebo aby ste si nenamýšľali, bratia, nechcem, aby ste neznali tajomstvo, že čiastka Izraela stala sa zatvrdilou dovtedy, dokiaľ nevojde plnosť pohanov. A tak celý Izrael bude spasený. Ako je napísané, príde zo Siona vysloboditeľ, odvráti bezbožnosť od Jákoba a to bude moja zmluva s ním, keď im ja snímem ich hriechy. Podľa evanjelia sú síce nepriatelia pre vás, ale podľa vyvolenia sú milovaní pre otcov, lebo Boh neľutuje dary milosti a povolanie.
Amen. Amen. Let's say amen together. Okay, we believe it? Yes, we believe it. Okay, so...
Veríme tomu? Veríme.
This is still the situation in Israel.
A toto je skutočne teraz situácia v Izraeli.
The heart of my people are still hard.
Srdce môjho ľudu je stále ešte zatvrdilé.
They still reject Yeshua.
Stále ešte odmietajú Yeshu, Ježiša.
But according to what we heard, this is not the end of the story.
Ale práve sme to počuli, že to nie je koniec toho príbehu.
In Ezekiel 36,
Ezechiela 36.
God promises to first bring from all the corners of the earth the Jews back to the land.
Pán Boh slúbil, že zo všetkých kútov sveta privedie Izraelov naspäť do ich krajiny.
He did that.
A to urobil.
After that in Ezekiel 36.
A po tej 36. kapitole,
he says he will sprinkle clean waters on them.
Tam je napísané, že ich pokropí čistou vodou.
He will take away their sins and he will put a new spirit in them.
Vezme preč, odstráni ich hriechy a naspäť ich navráti.
We are in the beginning of this part of the prophecy.
A my sme teraz na počiatku realizácie tohoto proroctva.
First, there is a physical restoration to the land.
Za prvé to bolo fyzicky obnovenie tej krajiny Izrael.
If you are alive now, you've seen it.
Ak ste živí, tak ste to videli, zažili.
Second, there is a spiritual restoration.
A druhé je potom duchovné obnovenie.
If you are in this room, you see it now before your eyes.
A keď ste tu v tejto miestnosti, tak to teraz vidíte pred očami.
These people that came with me from Israel,
títo ľudia, ktorí so mnou prišli tu z Izraela,
are part of this prophecy that is coming back to life.
Sú naplnením a časťou toho proroctva, ktoré sa už uskutočnilo.
In the beginning of our in 1948 when Israel was established, maybe there was 20 or 30 messianic Jews.
V tom roku 1948, keď vznikol štát Izrael, tak tých Židov, ktorí uverili v Ježiša, mesianských Židov, bolo možno 20 alebo 30 v celom národe.
Now the estimation is 30 to 40,000 messianic Jews.
A teraz odhad je 30 až 40% mesianských Židov. Tisíc, ďakujem. Počúvate, dobre. Ďakujem.
This is good news because God is working.
To sú dobré správy, lebo vidíme Boha pri práci. On pracuje.
Remember what we are looking forward.
Pamätáte sa, na čo sa tešíme?
When Jerusalem says, we welcome you.
Že Jeruzalem povie, vitaj.
It looked impossible 100 years ago.
Ešte pred 100 rokmi sa to zdalo byť neuveriteľné.
Now it looks likely.
A teraz už sa to zdá pravdepodobné.
So I want to now ask different ones of my team.
Tak chcem teraz poprosiť ešte ďalších z môjho tímu.
To just share from their own experience about the situation in Israel concerning the gospel.
Aby trošku sa zdieľali o situácii s Izraelom a evanjeliom.
I want to ask my dear wife to come.
Najprv pozývam moju milú manželku.
And she will share how the people of Israel feel about the gospel and why.
Ona by vám povedala, ako ľudia Izraela nazerajú na evanjelium a prečo.
Hello everyone.
Ahoj.
So as Sheila was saying that already in the time of Yeshua, when Yeshua was living in Israel.
Ako Sheila rozprával v tom čase, keď Pán Ježiš ešte žil v Izraeli.
There was already an anti against his message.
Tak mal veľa protivníkov voči proti tomu jeho kázaniu a jeho zvesti.
Many came to faith, but also many rejected him.
Mnohí prišli k viere, ale ešte viacej bolo tých, ktorí ho zavrhli a odvrhli, neprijali.
So one thing we can see still in the Israeli society is how religious rabbis and religious people completely still deny Yeshua.
A taká situácia je dodnes v Izraeli, že sú rabíni a ortodoxní židia, ktorí Ježiša jednoducho odmietajú.
So for example, Isaiah 53 is a chapter where it describes very much in detail what the Messiah has to go through.
Takže napríklad 53. kapitola Izajaša detailne opisuje, čím bude Mesiáš musieť prechádzať utrpením.
And it fits so well with the life of Yeshua.
A takto presne sedí na život Pána Ježiša.
But the Jewish people are encouraged not to read that chapter, or they say that that chapter speaks about the people of Israel.
A Židia sú, alebo sú im doporučené, aby nečítali tú 53. kapitolu, alebo aby si ju stiahli na seba ako ľud Izraela.
So many people decide just to listen to their rabbis and they don't read it.
A tak niektorí posluchnú tých rabínov a nečítajú tú 53. kapitolu.
If they, some people maybe will hear the gospel from us, let's say, they might, that are religious, they might go to their rabbis and share what we have told them, and the rabbis will say, oh, no, this is incorrect, don't listen to them. So some people listen and they don't ask any more questions.
A tak, kedy my potom rozprávame evanjelium, napríklad o tej 53. kapitole, tak oni idú ku rabinovi a rabin im povie, nie, takto to není správne. A mnohí ich posluchnú a nepočúvajú nás, alebo počúvajú a nerozumejú.
There is one abbreviation that was created after Yeshua died or continued in history. It's Yeshu, which means that's how they call him. So if I approach someone Israeli, they might not know him as Yeshua, but as Yeshu. And
thank you. Majú taký kratší, skrátený výraz, ktorý sa veľmi podobá na židovské meno Yeshua, čo je Ježišovo meno pôvodné, a oni ho volajú len Yeshu, a to znamená niečo iného. A oni ho poznajú len pod tým kratším výrazom.
This is his name in the history books.
Takto ho aj v knihách dejepisu nazývajú Pána Ježiša len Yeshu.
And actually the name, it's an abbreviation and it means may his name be forgotten for and erased.
A je to vlastne taká skratka, ktorá znamená nech jeho meno je navždy vymazané.
And the word Yeshua in Hebrew means salvation.
Ale Yeshua po hebrejsky znamená spása.
So obviously they don't want to use his name.
Takže preto nechcú používať to meno.
So also in history many things, bad things were done to the Jewish people in the name of Christianity.
A potom v dejinách koľko zlého sa udialo Židom v mene kresťanstva, v mene Ježiša.
So there's a strong sense that the Christians or the belief in Yeshua wants to kill the person not only in body but also the spirit, our Jewishness.
A tak v ľuďoch to stále je, že vlastne kresťania nechcú len zabiť Židov, ale ešte aj ich dušu zničiť tým učením.
And one last thing that's a little negative, but they believe that believing in Yeshua is like you're betraying your Jewishness.
A toto, čo je tiež také negatívne, je v ich presvedčení, uveriť v Ježiša znamená zradiť vlastnú vieru.
So all to say, whenever we do share the gospel, because we really believe that the prophecy is to that the God is going to save all of Israel. So we share the gospel openly to our people.
A tak tým, že veríme, že Pán Boh je verný v tom, že chce spasiť celý Izrael, tak sa zdieľame s tým evanjeliom. Ale
regardless of what they're going to say to us.
A to chceme robiť bez ohľadu na to, čo oni ako oni reagujú.
We are starting to see many people yes coming to faith and yes believing in Yeshua.
A predsa zažívame, že ľudia zo židovstva uveria v Ježiša Krista a príjmu vieru.
Also amongst the religious people.
Dokonca aj medzi ortodoxnými náboženskými ľuďmi.
Some of them are still living their lifestyles as religious Jews, but with the understanding that Yeshua is their Messiah.
A mnohí z nich ďalej žijú svoj židovský spôsob života, ale už majú to poznanie, že ten Pán Ježiš bol Mesiášom.
I heard once a testimony from a religious Jew that he is a believer, a secret believer, because they can't share openly that they're believers in their community.
A počula som také svedectvo jedného nábožného Žida, že on je vlastne veriaci, ale nemôže sa zdieľať s tou vierou v tom svojom prostredí.
That he went with someone to the Western Wall.
Že on ide s niekým ku tomu západnému múru nárekov v Jeruzaleme.
Which is the most holy place of prayer in Jerusalem.
Čo je vlastne to najsvetejšie modlitebné miesto pre Židov v Jeruzaleme.
And he told the person that was with him, the man, and he said, every person that I will touch his back, they believe in Yeshua as their Messiah. Secretly.
A teraz
and they're orthodox.
Tomu povedal, že každého, koho sa dotknem chrbta, tak to sú ortodoxní Židia, ktorí už veria v Ježiša.
And he started walking around and he was just touching person after person.
A on tam išiel ku ním a dotkol sa len viacerých.
So these people choose to still live secretly in their society, but I believe also to be a testimony and to gain more people for Yeshua.
A tak títo ľudia žijú v tom svojom spoločenstve tajne, ale vedia a vhodným spôsobom sa aj zdieľajú o tej svojej viere.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. We have a young adults group that we are leading together with these guys. We have a weekly young adults meeting.
Máme každý týždeň také stretnutia pre takú dospelú mládež.
One of the guys who is coming regularly, he's one of these ultra-orthodox secret believers.
A jeden, ktorý pravidelne na to chodí, je tiež z tých tajných ortodoxných veriacich.
I want to ask Levi to share a story that we experienced in the area of evangelism.
A teraz nám Levi nám porozpráva jeho skúsenosť s evangelizáciou.
So like Sarah was sharing that there's because of a lot of hate towards Yeshua.
Takže ako už bolo spomenuté, je vlastne nenávisť voči Ježišovi, Yeshuovi v Izraeli.
There is a lot of fear as believers to share our faith.
A z toho dôvodu medzi veriacimi Židmi je aj veľa obav voči tým možným reakciám.
In the past people would maybe they would be very angry with them or even hurt them.
Lebo v minulosti tú svoju zlosť v nenávisti prejavovali aj agresívne.
I remember one time when I was very young, I went with my parents and Shiloh and Sarah and some other youth to the city.
A sa pamätám, keď som ešte bol malý chalan, tak som s rodičmi išiel do mesta.
And we were worshiping and there was a young Jewish man.
A tak my sme chválili Pána s hudbou a bol tam jeden mladý Žid.
And they heard we were singing about Yeshua.
A keď začul, že spievame o Ježišovi,
and one of them started a conversation with another one of the people that was with us.
A tak sa pustil do takej nejakej slovnej výmeny s jedným z našej skupiny.
And he spit on him and was almost getting physical.
Najprv ho oplul a potom už začal na neho aj fyzicky útočiť.
So there's been many times like this where believers have experienced this kind of behavior.
A keď potom veriaci, Židia teda ako Ježiša, toto zažijú viackrát.
But with time the Lord is filling the body in Israel with courage.
Ale vieme, že Pán Boh povzbudzuje svoj ľud.
And there is believers that they go out and they evangelize and preach the gospel.
A tak sú takí veriaci, ktorí napriek tomu idú a šíria evanjelium.
And one time recently there was a group that came from Korea.
A nedávno tu bola jedna skupina, prišli z Koreji.
And they we are good friends with them.
Sme s nimi dobre spriatelení už.
And they really wanted to go to the main square in Jerusalem to worship.
A mali v pláne, že pôjdu na hlavné námestie v Jeruzaléme a tam budú chváliť Boha.
And they wanted us to lead the worship in Hebrew.
A oni chceli, aby my sme išli s nimi a po hebrejsky, aby sme sa tiež pridali k tým chválam.
And we worship all the time, but not always in front of lots of people that don't believe in Yeshua.
A my sme už častokrát chválili Boha, ale nie vždycky zriedka, kedy pred takými, ktorí neveria v Ježiša.
And at first we were a little bit fearful.
Tak sme sa najprv trochu báli.
But we started and we were playing and singing.
A tak sme napriek tomu začali hrať, spievať.
And within minutes many people gathered around.
Za chvíľočku plno ľudí okolo nás.
Not believers.
Neveriaci.
And we started to, I was playing guitar and I hear people behind me say, "Oh, they believe in Yeshu."
A jak tak hrám na tú gitaru, zrazu som začul, jak oni veria v Ješu.
And they started saying many bad things.
A začali veľa vecí hovoriť nedobrých.
But we continued to worship.
Ale my sme pokračovali a chválili Boha.
And I hear still them talking.
A stále som ich počul rozprávať.
But slowly it starts to stop.
Ale pomaličky ten hlas akože ustával.
The people were still there.
Tí ľudia tam boli, ale prestali už rozprávať zle. Počúvali, pozerali.
And even we saw some people crying.
Dokonca sme zbadali, ako niektorým sa pustili slzy.
And the Lord, he is softening the hearts of his Jewish people in Israel.
Naozaj, že Boh
He is softening the hearts of the Jewish people.
Že zjemňuje, zmekčuje Boh srdcia svojho ľudu v Izraeli.
He is filling them with, I think, more questions and more, they're open, more open.
Otvára im tie srdcia, oni sú otvorenejší, začínajú mať už otázky.
So this is just a small example, but you guys can continue to pray that the Lord will continue to soften the hearts.
Ale keď vás môžem poprosiť, modlíme sa spolu, aby Pán tak zmekčoval srdcia izraelského ľudu.
We know and believe in the Bible it says he can change the heart of stone to heart of flesh.
Veď sme to čítali, že on dokáže zmeniť srdce z kamene na srdce mesité.
So please continue to pray for the Jews.
Modlite sa za Židov, aby im zmekčil srdce.
And now I'm going to invite Gili, she will come share.
A tak pozývam Gili.
Hello, so my name is Gili.
Volám sa Gili.
And I will share a bit more about how it is to share the gospel in Israel.
A tak trošku by som porozprával o tom, jak sme zdieľali sa s evanjeliom v Izraeli.
So as Sarah was sharing, there's the side of sharing the gospel with people who are religious, which is the most of the community in Jerusalem.
Najprv sa rozprávala o tom, jak sa zdieľali o evanjeliu s ľuďmi náboženskými, ktorých je väčšina v Jeruzaleme.
Which on that side you might receive more opposition.
Čo často prináša, že tá opozícia je pomerne výrazná.
But this year I also had the chance of the opportunity of learning how it is to share the gospel for people on the very secular side too.
Ale toho roku som získala dobré skúsenosti so zdieľaním sa evanjeliom s ľuďmi, ktorí boli sekulárni, teda nenáboženskí.
I did a program that we did in outreach in Tel Aviv, which is a very big city in Israel.
Pripravil som taký program, ktorým sme chceli dosiahnuť ľudí v Tel Avive, to je také veľké mesto v Izraeli, hlavné. Ne, pardon, nie je hlavné, hej, ako, hlavný je Jeruzalém, ale ako tak najväčšie.
And then we also flew to India specifically to share the gospel with Israelis who are traveling there.
Dokonca sme išli do Indie, aby sme sa tam zdieľali s evanjelium so Židmi, ktorí tam často cestujú.
And those two communities are kind of the same type of people.
A to dve spoločenstva sú veľmi podobné.
And those kind of people are people who are seeking, they feel like they are missing something in their life and they are seeking something deeper.
Tým ľuďom, čo si v živote chýba, tak hľadajú niečo hlbšie.
And something that is happening in Israel in the past years is also Levi was sharing.
A niekedy sa stáva také, ako Levi rozprával.
That there is more openness in the heart and specifically with this time in the war.
Že je to srdce otvorenejšie, je to hlavne teraz v tom čase tej vojny.
And I was really personally moved to see how many people really wanted to hear and know about Yeshua and what it was like for me to believe in him.
Bola som prekvapená, ako pribúda tých ľudí, ktorí chcú počuť o Ježišovi, od takého, ako som ja, ktorá v neho verí.
And I had so many deep conversations with people really wanting to learn more about the New Testament, about Yeshua, about how they can have a personal relationship with him.
A tak mám možnosť sa zdieľať o tom, ako by si mohli oni čítať novú zmluvu, aby mohli mať osobný vzťah s Ježišom Kristom.
And I will share just a few stories. One of them was a guy that we met in India, an Israeli guy.
A teraz, keď som prišla do Indie, tak jeden príbeh poviem, takého sprievodcu izraelského som tam stretla.
And this guy came out of a super religious family.
Pochádzal z takej skutočne veľmi náboženskej rodiny.
And every day we would have Bible studies and worship together as the believers team.
A my sme tam you had the Bible study?
Yes, it's the believers.
Okay. My veriaci sme mali potom denne to biblické štúdium spoločné.
And a lot of different people who are not believers would join us to hear about the New Testament, to be in the worship with us.
A pridali sa mnohí ku tomu nášmu štúdiu, aby sa dozvedeli viacej a stali sa veriacimi.
But specifically this guy would join us almost every day.
A tento jeden nás proste sa k nám pridal skoro každý deň.
And he would even change the way of his trip so he can continue to join us in those Bible studies.
On dokonca zmenil tú svoju trasu, ktorú pôvodne mal, aby mohol sa stále denne stretnúť s nami.
And it was so exciting for me to see how he continually kept asking questions and wanting to know Yeshua for him personally.
A pre mňa to bolo úžasné sledovať, ako on stále viac chcel vedieť o Ježišovi a pýtal sa ma stále detaily.
And then even when we came back to Israel, he came to our young adults meeting one time to join the worship and to a few other things.
A potom už keď sa aj vrátil do Izraela, tak prišiel aj potom na to naše stretnutie tej už mladší, dospelí, staršia mládež, neviem, jak to nazvať.
And then he also was saying about himself that he is a believer in Yeshua.
A už som počula, ako vyznáva, že aj on je veriť, že verí tiež v Ježiša.
And I will share another story about one of our, a lot of us, close friend.
A ešte jeden príbeh o jednom priateľovi našom spoločnom.
That one of the her friends that goes to school with her.
Jeden jeho priateľ, spolužiak.
She was very interested in the faith in Yeshua.
Bola to ona veľmi sa zaujímala o Ježiša.
And during this the duration of this war.
A počas tejto vojny teraz.
She and a few of other friends would meet with her a few times a week to study the New Testament and the Bible and to pray together.
Sa začali stretávať, aby sa spolu si čítali z Biblie, modlili sa spolu.
And that friend told me that she would just be weeping every time and saying that she wants to receive Yeshua in her heart.
A videla som, počula som, ako ona plače a hovorí, že chce prijať Ježiša do svojho srdca.
And she did receive Yeshua in her heart.
A prijala ho.
Which is really amazing, yeah. But one thing I will ask you guys to pray for.
Ešte jedna vec, čo som si uvedomila, za čo sa treba modliť.
Is, yes, there is starting to be an openness of the heart.
Modliť sa za to, aby boli srdcia stále viacej otvorené.
And in the midst of this terrible war, it is an opportunity for people to turn to God.
A teraz, počas tejto vojny, je silnejšia príležitosť, aby sa ľudia obracali k Bohu.
But I want to ask you to continue to pray that for those seeds that are being sown.
Chcem, aby sme sa aj modlili za to, že tie hrozné veci, čo tí ľudia museli zažiť,
that they will continue to grow and not diminish.
Aby mohli rásť v tom, aby sa toto mohlo ničiť, aby to mohlo ubúdať.
Because it's very easy sometimes for people when they go back to their routines, to their day-to-day lives.
Lebo je obvyklé, že po tomto trápení potom sa vrátia do tej svojej rutiny a do každodenného života.
To just say, oh, it was just a phase, or put, I will put this aside for now.
A že o chvíľočku už budú iné starosti.
Yeah, so continue praying because there's power in prayer.
V modlitbe je moc. Pokračujeme v modlitbách.
Thank you. And now Shilo will share? No, Rebecca is going to share a bit more.
My name is Rebecca.
Volám sa Rebecca.
And I just wanted to share a little about the persecution in Israel.
Chcem vám trošku rozprávať o tom prenasledovaní v Izraeli.
I think throughout history it's changed a bit.
Dejiny sa trošku už zmenili.
And today there are different areas I would say in Israel that you feel the persecution differently.
A teraz je v Izraeli viacej oblasti, kde to prenasledovanie sa líši.
We can see it in the government, for example.
Jedna vec je vláda.
A lot of people that want to make aliyah, they want to return to Israel because they're Jewish.
Veľa ľudí chce sa vrátiť do Izraela, urobiť tzv. Aliyu, sú Židia.
The authorities will find out that they are followers of Yeshua.
Ale kedykoľvek úrady zistia, že oni nasledujú, že aj keď sú Židia, ale nasledujú Ježiša,
and they might not directly but in different ways they will try and cancel the person's application and deny their process.
Nerobia to úplne otvorene, ale snažia sa veľmi ich žiadosť o aliu zrušiť nejakým spôsobom, aby sa tí veriaci Židia do Izraela nedostali.
Also in the school system, podobne. Children and youth different ages will also be made fun of or comments, teachers, I had a teacher, for example.
V škole, podobne, keď Žid uverí v Ježiša, tak potom začína tam taký tlak na nich zo strany učiteľov často. Ja som to napríklad zažila.
That during history class, when talking about Yeshua, she would purposely talk about him in a very negative way.
Že keď sme brali v dejinách a prišlo to na Ježiša, tak veľmi negatívne ona naschvál o ňom hovorila.
And make all kinds of comments.
A mala také všelijaké poznámky.
Purposefully to be hurtful.
Na úmyselne, aby to zraňovalo.
For also another area is the military.
Podobná oblasť ešte aj armáda.
Many of us, if not all of us that have a permanent status in Israel are mandatorily have to serve in the army.
Každý, kto má trvalý pobyt v Izraeli, tak má povinnosť slúžiť aj v armáde.
Men and women as one.
Muži aj ženy.
And also there, I think many years ago, like 10, 20 years ago, it was a bit different. They were probably more harsh.
Je to pravda, že pred takými 20 rokmi to bolo ešte tvrdšie.
I've heard stories of jobs that were taken away in high ranks because they were believers.
Pamätám si prípady, že bol dobré, mal dobré postavenie, ako uveril Ježiša, tak prišiel o to miesto.
And that I will say that most of the opposition that we see does come from the religious community.
Ale vidíme, že tá najčastejšie tá opozícia prichádza z toho náboženského spoločenstva židovského.
And it's kind of like what happened in the days of Yeshua was the Orthodox, the very the Pharisees that they were against because they had this fear that they would lose the people to something else that they couldn't control.
Je to veľmi podobné, ako to bolo za čias pána Ježiša, farizei náboženskí ho vlastne stále mu v opozícii boli, lebo sa báli, že ten vplyv na ľudí by mohli stratiť, keby ľudia v neho uverili.
There will be sanctions and for example for a messianic ministry or church congregation to purchase a facility, it is very challenging.
Keď napríklad si mesiánske spoločenstvo veriacich Židov chce dať žiadosť o nejak zariadenie, tak to je veľmi náročné.
And if the rabbis in the area or the religious people find out that they are believers and they want to establish a ministry base or a house of prayer or a congregation,
keď teda rabíni, ktorým to územie patrí, keď zistia, že tam sa chcú prisťahovať takýto a niečo si tam urobiť, nejakú modlitevňu alebo niečo tomu podobné,
they will do anything possible to stop it.
Urobia všetko, čo môžu, aby tomu zabránili.
And if they do have, they might vandalize and burn it down. It's happened.
A keď sa to už aj podarí, že tamto zariadenie už stojí, tak potom to ako vandali sa snažia zničiť, dokonca podpáliť.
And I want to share, sorry, two testimonies that we've experienced lately, firsthand. We had a worship night.
Dve skúsenosti, ktoré sme nedávno sami zažili. Mali sme takú noc chvály.
In the area of Tel Aviv, in Rishon LeZion, another city close.
Blízko Tel Avivu a je mestečko Rishon LeZion.
And it's a liberal area, so there shouldn't be too much of a problem. But it was inside a building.
Je to taká oblasť, kde nie sú veľmi náboženskí, čiže také liberálna oblasť. A bolo to ešte aj vo vnútri, čiže nie vonku na verejnom priestore.
And because of the media today, we are able to promote worship nights and people are able to come, but also people that aren't believers will hear about it and might come to cause trouble.
A dokonca aj takí, ktorí boli neveriaci, ak počuli o tom, že budeme sa v noci modliť a spievať, tak už prichádzali, aby nám robili problémy.
And so as people are arriving to this worship night, there are a few religious men that are standing outside with flyers.
A tak pozvali aj takých veriacich, ktorí mali tam už vonku, sa postavili s letákmi.
And they are trying to harass. They will start trying to converse, but it's very much, it turns into harassment.
Ale chceli vlastne vyrušovať. Tvarili sa, že chcú konverzovať, ale chceli rušiť vlastne.
They usually hire a security guard, you know, to stand outside.
Obvykle teda si zavoláme nejakú strážnu službu, ktorá by vonku nás chránila.
And most believers are kind of used to it. So we go in and everyone just kind of, you know, minds their own business, goes through and we start worshiping.
A tak niektorí predsa len vošli a my sme začali ako chváliť.
And throughout the night, as the time was going on, I think it was like over an hour, we hear like shouting from the outside. It was like right here outside.
Ale jak tá noc pokračovala, tak potom sme už počuli zvonku veľký krik neďaleko.
We could see the glass doors shaking.
A videli sme, že tie naše dvere už sa trasú.
We're not sure what was happening, but it seems like they were trying to get in and they were fighting with the security.
A zdá sa, neviem, čo sa stalo, ale vyzeralo to, že niekto sa snažil tam dobiť dovnútra a naša ako ochránka nám mu v tom chcela zabrániť.
But something very powerful was happening in the time of worship. As we are hearing the shouts and all of the rage that's going on outside, the people in the room are praising and singing even louder.
Ale zaujímavá vec sa stala, že keď ľudia vo vnútri, tí, ktorí chválili, počuli ten rachot zvonku a že ten krik tam akože silnie, tak chválili Boha hlasnejšie a hlasnejšie.
Someone that was standing outside later told us that every time she was trying to help outside, but every time she stepped inside, she could feel peace, and as she stood outside, there was this rage and anger.
A jedna, ktorá bola pri dverách, hovorila, keď som vstúpila, no, taký pokoj tu vládol. Jak som vyšla vonku, tak tu bol taký chaos.
And another brief story of a friend that she is in the process of making aliyah.
Je ešte jeden príbeh jednej, ktorá už sa chystá urobiť aliju, čiže prísť do Izraela ako židovka domov.
And in one of her interviews, they asked her straight out, do you believe that Yeshua is the Messiah?
A vtedy, pri tom preberaní tej žiadosti, rovno sa opýtali, veríte v Ježiša?
After they went around, they just cut to the chase, and at that point she felt very convicted.
A hneď ako toto zodpovedala, tak sa snažili ten prípad akože ukončiť a ona sa cítila veľmi presvedčená.
And with tears of joy in her eyes, she said, yes, I believe that Yeshua was the Messiah.
Tušila, že keď povie, že áno, takže to stopnú, ale aj tak so slzami v očiach povedala, áno, verím v Ježiša.
And he continued badgering her, do you believe that he is the Son of God? And she said, yes. And it was a very powerful moment that she said she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
A oni potom sa pýta, veríte, že on je Boží syn? A ona s celým svojím presvedčením povedala, áno, verím. A cítila, že Duch Svätý ju naplnil.
And this is our testimony as believers in the midst of persecution.
A toto je naše svedectvo aj uprostred prenasledovania.
Thank you, Lipka.
Actually, my first wedding with Sarah was cancelled because of persecution.
Dokonca naša prvá svadba so Sarou bola zrušená kvôli prenasledovaniu.
Because the rabbi found out we're believers.
Keď rabín prišiel na to, že sme veriaci.
So I got married in Cyprus.
Musel som odísť na Cyprus.
But persecution is an amazing opportunity that God draws us closer to himself.
Každé prenasledovanie je dobrá príležitosť, že Pán Boh si nás cesto priťahuje bližšie k sebe.
If your faith doesn't have a price, then it's not tested.
Keď tvoja viera nie je taká, aká by mala byť, tak nebude ani skúšaná.
A sacrifice always requires a price.
Lebo každá obeť ťa stojí niečo, nejakú cenu.
And whenever you in Hebrew the word for sacrifice is korban.
Poznáme ten výraz pre obeť korban po hebrejsky.
Korban comes from the word of draw close.
Ale je to základ slova, ktorá znamená krov, prísť bližšie, pritiahnuť bližšie.
Because whenever you give a sacrifice, then you draw close to God.
Lebo keď prinášaš obeť, prichádzaš bližšie k Bohu.
And I'm not talking about sacrifice for atonement of sin, because this is only through Yeshua.
Nehovorím teraz o tej obeti za hriechy, tá obeť bola už urobená Ježišom.
But I'm talking about living your life as a living sacrifice before God.
Ale ja hovorím o tom živote, ktorý je takou živou obeťou pre Krista.
So maybe in Israel it's more evident the sacrifice you have to make.
V Izraeli je možno tá obeť, ktorú musíš urobiť, taká výraznejšia.
But I'm sure if you in Slovakia live as Christians, there will be a price to your faith.
Ale verím, že aj tu na Slovensku, ak chcete žiť ako kresťania, skutočne, tak budete musieť tiež zaplatiť svoju cenu.
Even if it's I'm so tired, I don't feel like going to church.
Aj keď je to, taký som unavený, už by som ani nešiel do kostola.
That's the best time to go to church.
Vtedy je najlepší čas ísť do kostola.
Because when you go to church, when you feel like it, it's not so much sacrifice.
Lebo keď tam ideš, keď sa ti chce, to nie je až taká obeť.
So we should search for these opportunities to of opposition, whether it's our flesh or whether it's an outside force. Opposition is good because we can fight it with
Takže,
God's help.
Keď je opozícia, to máme si vysoko ceniť, lebo či už je to z nášho tela, alebo zvonku, tá opozícia nás vyzýva.
So speaking about opposition, I want to shift gears a bit and ask Joseph to come and speak about the war situation in Israel.
A keď hovoríme o opozícii, tak ešte dám Jozefa, aby porozprával o tej situácii vojny.
So what I'm about to share will be hard to hear.
To, čo vám teraz budem rozprávať, sa bude ťažko počúvať.
But it's real facts and it happened to me.
Sú to ale fakty, ktoré sa stali mne.
To the family, my family that came here.
A aj mojej rodine, ktorá sa mnou prišla.
And to my nation.
A stalo sa to môjmu národu.
Imagine Christmas morning.
Predstavte si Vianoce ráno.
You just had last night a very nice meal. It's a holiday.
Sviatok, mali ste práve peknú večeru štedrú.
All of a sudden you hear sirens.
A odrazu počujete sirény.
And those sirens went across all of the country.
A tie sirény sa pustia po celej krajine.
So what we do in Israel, we go down to a shelter. To a safe place.
Urobíme v Izraeli, keď počujeme sireny, zbehneme rýchlo do ukrytu.
And you know, we want to check on the news what's happening. You know, we're checking all the time trying to keep in touch.
A tak rýchlo pozrieme si správy najnovšie, aby sme vedeli, čo sa deje.
And what we see in the news just traumatizes thing after thing after thing.
Všetko to, čo vidíme v správach, nás traumatizuje viac a viac a viac.
First we saw terrorists going from Gaza to the nearest villages and cities.
Najprv vidíme teroristov, ako z pásma Gazy prichádzajú do tých najbližších susedných dedín.
We saw that, we heard that there was a party that night near Gaza.
Nedaleko Gazy bola taká veľká hudobná slávnosť.
Some of you might heard about it, the Nova party.
Nova sa volala tá slávnosť hudobná.
And we heard about people being killed there, shot there, and people just disappeared.
A potom sme počuli o ľuďoch, ktorí, mladých ľuďoch, ktorí tam boli zabití, alebo sa stratili.
After that came images and news about families and villages.
Potom prišli obrázky a správy o rodinách z týchto dedín.
Their houses burnt.
Ich domy boli spálené.
Their kids are killed.
Deti zabité.
Their parents are killed.
Rodičia zavraždení.
Parts of bodies were found in some places.
Na niektorých miestach len časti tiel a tiel boli nájdené.
And women and girls were raped.
Ženy a dievčatá znásilnené.
And for us as a nation the worst thing that happened.
A najhoršia vec, čo sa nám stala ako národu.
Ever since the Holocaust.
Najhoršia odčia z holokaustu.
Around 300 people were taken into Gaza as hostages.
Asi 300 ľudí bolo unesených do pásma Gazy.
And that day changed our lives.
A toto zmenilo naše životy.
And that day changed the world.
Tento deň zmenil celý svet.
But why am I saying this like this?
Ale prečo to takto hovorím?
I'm not saying it to make us feel bad or heavy.
Nechcem to, aby ste sa vy cítili horšie a ja lepšie.
I want to show you that God is working more than ever now.
Ale chcem tým ukázať, že Boh pracuje viac ako kedykoľvek iné.
Because what happened, everything changed. Before the war, as we as a body,
Pán Boh tým zmenil tak veľa. Pred vojnou, my ako to telo,
we were a small body, and even still, we were very divided in small groups.
Boli sme malá skupinka, rozdelená na mnoho menších skupiniek.
And we disagreed on many things.
A v mnohých veciach sme nesúhlasili jedni s druhými.
But ever since that day,
ale od tohoto dňa,
we realized that, one, we are not ready.
Sme pochopili, že sme jedno. A neboli sme pripravení.
So something happened and we left our differences.
A tak sa stalo niečo, že všetky tie rozdiely sme zanechali.
And we gathered together in Israel as the body of Christ in Israel.
A tak sme sa zase spojili do toho jedného tela ako Izrael.
We started praying and worshiping and fasting and mourning and grieving together.
A tak sme sa začali modliť a postiť a plakať a žialiť spolu.
Together.
Spolu.
That was not before like this.
Pred týmto dňom to nebolo.
And as a nation, as Israel,
ako izraelský národ,
before the war,
pred vojnou,
you know, my grandparents and my parents were very Zionist and were for Israel.
Moji starí rodičia, moji rodičia boli sionisti za Izrael.
But me, not so much.
A ja už nie tak.
I was, yes, I live in Israel, fine.
Ja som taký, žijem si v Izraeli, v pohode.
And not everyone wanted to be a soldier.
Nie každý chcel byť aj vojakom.
Not everyone were very like Israeli. Some wanted to leave the country.
Nie každý bol taký presvedčený Izraelec.
But when 7 of October, krajinu. When 7 of October happened,
ale to, čo sa stalo toho 7. októbra minulého roku,
around 30,000 people came from the world that were traveling to go to the army.
Asi 30 tisíc mladých ľudí sa z celého sveta vrátilo do Izraela, aby vstúpili do armády.
All of a sudden, my atheist friends that don't believe in God,
dokonca aj moji ateistické priatelia, ktorí neveria v Boha,
I hear them pray for the first time ever.
Prvýkrát v živote som ich počul modliť sa.
I couldn't believe my ears.
Neveril som vlastným ušiam.
And my generation, the young generation,
a moja generácia, mladí,
that wanted to leave Israel because it was too expensive,
ktorí už chceli opustiť Izrael, lebo už to tam bolo pridrahé,
all of a sudden, we are proud to be Jews.
A odrazu sme boli hrdí na to, že sme Židia.
And I can speak, I think, for my country when we say we will die for this country if we need to.
A myslím si, že môžem hovoriť za väčšinu v tej krajine. Zomrieme. Sme ochotní zomrieť za túto krajinu.
Soldiers are proud to be soldiers.
Vojaci sú hrdí na to, že sú vojaci.
This is just to show how God took this horrible thing.
To je na to, aby sme porozumeli a aby sme videli, ako Boh túto hroznú vec,
and he's shifting it for his glory,
ako to dokázal otočiť na niečo dobré.
And this is just the beginning.
A to je ešte len začiatok.
We had more to share, but I think we will cut because we want to open for question and answers.
Mali by sme ešte veľa čo rozprávať, ale skončíme to, aby sme dali priestor na otázky.
But right before that, I want to finish with one point.
Ale ešte na záver jeden moment, jeden bod.
Another beautiful thing that happened because of the war.
Jedna úžasná vec, ktorá sa stala práve kvôli tej vojne.
The Arabs believers that live in Israel,
arabskí veriaci, ktorí žijú v Izraeli,
they started praying.
Začali sa modliť.
They started praying more than what we pray.
Modlili sa ešte viac ako my.
There is a house of prayer in Nazareth, Arab house of prayer, that are friends of our house of prayer.
V Nazarete, arabskej časti, je dom modlitieb, neďaleko nášho domu modlitieb.
Ever since the war started, they have been praying every single night. Together they are having a prayer meeting to pray for the government, to pray for the army, to pray for peace.
Od vypuknutia tej vojny každý večer sa stretávajú k modlitbám a modlia sa za vládu, za mier aj za armádu.
The enemy comes to kill, steal and destroy.
But takže viete, Jan 10:10, nepriateľ prišiel na to, aby zabíjal, kradol a hubil však.
But Yeshua came to give life in abundance.
Ale Pán Ježiš prišiel na to, aby dal život v hojnosti.
I have been seeing the body of Messiah, the Jews and the Arabs unite because of this war.
Kvôli tej vojne som už videl, že vlastne to telo Kristovo zo strany židovskej aj arabskej sa spojilo do jedného.
It's a miracle, it's a sign and a wonder.
A toto je zázrak vďaka tej vojne.
So we want to open up for questions and hopefully answers.
Tak, dávam priestor ku otázkam v nádeji, že budú aj odpovede.
You are welcome to ask anyone of our team.
Môžete sa pýtať kohokoľvek z nášho tímu.
About what we spoke, or about personal life, or about messianic Jews in Israel.
O tom, čo sme rozprávali, o osobnom živote, alebo o mesianskom židovstve vôbec.
Rád by som sa spýtal, že koľko je percent veriacich v Izraeli? Myslím, nielen ako kresťanských, ale všeobecne. Ako je na tom viera v Izraeli?
Ďakujem.
So, in the land of Israel, approximately 75% of the population is Jewish.
V celom národe Izrael, teda v krajine Izrael, 75% sú Židia. Všeobecne.
Most of the Arabs are Muslim.
Väčšina tých 25% Arabov sú moslimi.
Most of the Jews, well, probably half-half. Half the Jews are some kind of religious, light or extreme, and half of the Jews are like secular.
Z tých 75% Židov zhruba polovička sú liberálni, teda sekulárni, neveriaci, V tej polovičke druhej je celá tá škála ľahký veriaci až po veľmi ultraortodoxných.
So maybe we're speaking about 7 or 8 million Jews.
7-8 miliónov Židov žije v Izraeli.
About 30 to 40,000 of them are believing in Yeshua.
Asi 30 až 40 tisíc verí v Ježiša.
So I don't know, 0.001 maybe, I don't know.
0.01% asi. Hej.
Viaci Žid má širokú škálu. Ultra ortodox, to je silný black hats and black and white. Ultra ortodox je poznáte podľa tých černých klobúkov a černých kaftanov.
About 10% of the Jews.
Asi 10% Židov sú takýto.
Then maybe 20% more like religious with You're divided by the type of the
kippah, the yarmulke. Podľa typu tej kippy yarmulke, toho, tej prikrytie hlavy, môžete vedieť, že až ako ortodoxní sú potom fyzične.
So it's called woven kippah, that this is like maybe 20%?
Asi 20% ešte nosí tú kippu, čiže sú také akože pomerne veriaci.
Then maybe another 15% of like small kippahs, very small.
Then the kippahs
start to disappear.
As I go, it's from the kippahs as simple as mention on the roof.
Ja som sa chcela spýtať, na Karmeli je veľké spoločenstvo, ktoré vysiela požehnáva väčšie spoločenstvo. Dá sa to aj cez internet ich služby pozerať, počúvať, či sú prepojení, alebo sú trošku ináč. Vtedy nás prevádzal Peter Cukahira, sme tam boli v roku 2009, že písal aj knihu slovenčine od tsunami, myslím sa volalo.
Peter Cukahira, Peter Davis a David Davis,
Všetci tí spomínaní sú naši priateľia.
I don't think it's the biggest one in Israel.
Nemyslím si, že je to najväčšie spoločenstvo mesianské v Izraeli.
But it's pretty big, few hundreds.
As niekoľko stoviek členov má.
You have a big congregation in Ashdod, in the south.
Na juhu v Ashdode je veľké spoločenstvo mesianské.
Maybe more than 500.
Viac ako 500.
You have a lot of believers in Jerusalem.
Veľa v Jeruzaleme.
Yeah.
A teraz je v takej rozpolnení a dileme, že proste sa tam zabíjajú kaza ľudia. A ja by som chcela vedieť, ako sa na to pozerajú mesiánski Židia. S tým, že poznáme teda celý ten proces a tú udalosť, ale správne sa prinašajú tieto výpovede a mňa zaujímajú naozaj názory mesiánskych Židov.
So, the nature of the question is a little more political.
Podstata tej otázky je už politická.
So I can answer on behalf of myself.
Takže už to môžem hovoriť za seba.
And you don't represent the whole Messianic body.
Nie reprezentujem všetkých mesiánskych Židov.
But we are not for war.
Nie sme za vojnu.
We are for peace.
Sme za mier.
And we believe God loves the Jews and the Arabs the same.
A verím tomu, že Pán Boh má rád Židov a Arabov presne rovnako.
The Jews need Yeshua and the Arabs need Yeshua.
Židia potrebujú spoznať Ježiša a Arabi potrebujú spoznať Ježiša.
The situation in Gaza is, I see it.
Situácia v Gaze, o pokiaľ to ja vidím.
Muslim extremists took a hold of the population.
Extremisti muslimsky remohli svoju ideológiu, to celé obyvateľstvo.
And they are the main reason Gaza is destroyed.
A toto je vlastne hlavný problém toho príbehu Gaza.
What you said for sharing is the worst things that happened to us, even some things worse than the Nazis.
bolo to ešte horšie, to čo nám urobili, bolo ešte horšie ako to, čo robili nacisti.
Levi, Alfred, he was inside Gaza for a few months.
Niekoľko mesiacov bol Levi v Gaze.
As a Roman soldier.
Ako vojak.
He loves Arabs.
On má rád Arabov.
He wants them to be saved.
Chce, aby všetci boli spasení.
But we need to protect our country.
Ale musíme chrániť svoju krajinu.
He was going into schools.
On chodil do škôl.
Inside Gaza.
V tom pásme Gazy.
They have books for little children.
A oni tam mali detské knihy.
He saw it with his own eyes.
Videli na vlastné oči.
Books that say kill the Jews.
Knihy, ktoré deti už učili zabíjať Židov.
Mathematic questions of how to kill the Jews with mathematics.
Ešte aj matematika, tie príklady, 3 jadročka a 4 jadročka korpe z tom jadročok, tak tie bolo ako zabíjať Židov.
The book Mein Kampf in Arabic.
Hitlerova kniha Mein Kampf v arabčtine.
When you raise a child from age 4 with these kind of books,
keď s takýmito knihami vychovávať svoje deti,
there's only one way he can
už 4 rokov,
there's only one way he can turn out to be adult.
Čo z neho bude, ako dospelý, jediná jedna vec.
Terorista. And this is what's happening.
Toto sa stalo.
Believe us when we say Israel is doing the most it can not to kill civilians.
Verte mi, že Izrael robí maximum preto, aby nemuseli zabiť nikoho.
In the army once I had a duty to put flyers, like papers, on the airplane that they're going to drop on Gaza, and say, go away because at 11 o'clock at this place they're going to drop bombs.
Bol som pri tom, keď sme do lietadla zobrali letáky, kde bolo napísané, opustite tento priestor, o 11 hodine to bude bombardované.
Viva, can you tell you more things?
Ale Levi by mohol rozprávať viac.
One of my best friends is Arab guy from Gaza.
Jeden z mojich najlepších priateľov je Arab z pásma Gazy.
He has family still living in Gaza.
Jeho rodina tam stále ešte býva v Gaze.
His family, together with other Christian community, they are trying to flee down to the south.
A tá rodina sa pokusila uísť na juh, keď sa zaútočila na severnú časť.
But when they leave the church to go down, Hamas shoot at them.
Keď oni chceli uísť odtiaľ, tak Hamas na nich strieľal, aby neušli, aby tam dostali ako živešti.
Hamas wanted to stay up.
Hamas chcel, aby tam zostali a boli obete.
Because they are human shields.
Ako živé štíty.
Israel is not perfect.
Israel určite nie je perfektný.
And war is very messy.
A vojna je humus.
And I'm crying for all the innocent people that are killed.
Ja plačem za všetkých tých nevinných, ktorí boli zabití.
We are praying for Gaza regularly.
Pravidelne sa modlíme za Gaza.
But this is still war.
Ale vojna ešte stále trvá.
And I believe this war needs to finish with victory for Israel.
A verím tomu, že tú vojnu musíme ukončiť víťazstvom Izraela.
If it's my will, that Hamas will be destroyed.
Je to moja vôľa, aby Hamas bol zničený, lebo ich cieľom je zničiť Izrael. A čo s takým?
Either by all the terrorists becoming believers, or all the terrorists.
Všetci tí teroristi stali veriacimi, alebo